We're going to begin with having Jonathan Miles come on up. Yes, bring lots of encouragement.
I was told this morning I'm going first, and since I trust the leadership of the church, I'm pretty confident there's a reason.
Speak right in that thing.
Right here.
Right there.
Okay.
We want to hear you.
All right, well, my testimony is, basically, I grew up in a Christian home where both of my parents were believers, and they were active in the ministry. They shepherded our home well with the Word of God, and they exposed me and my siblings to the Word of God continually and consistently. Around the age of 9, basically, my brothers and my sister all claimed to be believers and have professed to believe in Jesus. And so they were urging me and encouraging me, I need to believe in Jesus too. So one day it kind of hit me, and I just thought, well, do I ask and pray to Jesus and ask for forgiveness of my sins, or how does that look? And I spoke to my parents about it, and after going through some further details, I had professed to be a believer. And I'm not sure if God saved me then at 9 or so on, but I definitely knew I did not understand the deep reality of that decision. So in middle school, it was clear as I followed the deep wickedness of my classmates and my friends that I was still a slave. I was still a slave to my sin, and it just exposed the ignorance that I had at 9 years old towards that decision. And the thing was, I followed after my friends who made degrading jokes about the females in our class. I made the same jokes, or if they were watching sinful stuff in computer class, I was there doing the same thing, and I enjoyed it as much, if not more, than they did. And that was the reality of my heart at the time. And after I graduated 8th grade and in my summer transition to high school, there were two big changes that took place. One was my second oldest brother, Omri, was going off to Georgia for college. And so my oldest brother, Josh, had already moved out and gone to college. And so now I wouldn't have any brothers in the house to wrestle with or anything like that in that matter. So I knew there was more responsibility now that I was the only son in the house that was going to be added on to me, and more responsibility that was going to be expected of me by my parents. And so that was a hard adjustment. And on top of that, my brother Omri, he spent a lot of time with me when I was younger, from embarking on my crazy action figure adventures to coaching me on post moves for the next basketball season. He spent a lot of quality time with me, and so it was almost like losing my closest friend for 4 years. But little did I know, and unexpectedly, God would make himself the best friend I could ever ask for all eternity. And basically what God did during that summer, God exposed and revealed to me and convicted me of my wickedness during middle school, and how I was a sinner, and I offended him in my sinfulness and my wickedness in middle school. And even before that, I offended him in my wickedness before then. And I was not who I claimed to be. I was not at all the person that I thought I was. I could answer all the right questions in religion class. I could even answer all the right questions in Sunday school at church and so on. But my heart was far, far from God. And basically, God revealed to me that he was not my master. Sin was my master. I was enslaved to it, and I did whatever sin asked me to do, and I loved and enjoyed the task that sin gave me. And what happened was God changed that. God softened my heart and made me see that I was a slave to sin. I needed a Savior to save me from my sin, and without that, there is no forgiveness of sin. And he broke me and brought me to repent and believe in Jesus, who took the due penalty of my sin, which was God's wrath, and poured it on him, and he took it on the cross for my past, present, and future sins. And he brought me to repent and believe in that, and that he rose and overcame the power of sin, which was death. And he rose and overcame that. And the change was evident, basically. The change was absolutely evident. In high school, my freshman year, when I started, my best friend from first grade all the way up to 9th grade of high school, we always kick it all the time and so on. And now fast, the decline for our friendship was declining very fast. Because no longer did I love what he loved, and I didn't hate Jesus. I loved Jesus, who I used to hate, and I hated the sin that I used to love. There was an absolute dark and white change that had happened, basically. And now, after being saved for 6 years, it is clear God has shown to me through my sanctification that I depend on Him just as much in my sanctification as I did in my salvation. And I just want to say, man, we took communion earlier this morning, and if you did not take of communion at all, you know where you stand. You have openly admitted that you stand before a holy God, guilty and deserving of God's wrath. And the answer and the question you would have to answer one day is, who will or who has taken my wrath? And will that be me in hell forever, or will that be God who died on the cross? And so I just challenge you guys to answer that question and repent and believe today. As we go through the rest of these testimonies, I just pray that God would use our testimonies of the gospel in our lives to soften hearts and have you guys repent and believe in Jesus, and not as a hell free card, but you get to be reconciled to your Creator. Amen. And that's the good news of the gospel, and that's why I'm being baptized today.
Amen. Great. Go on over here. Okay. This is that.
Jonathan, based upon your testimony of faith in Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.